Hello, audio booth. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're well, guys. Bit of discussion this morning about modern society making us lazy. Yeah, kind of does, doesn't it, really? To some extent, I agree what Max said about, it's all too easy to go and get your car washed, and it's not something that, you take pride in anymore, or to go and have a shave, or to go and have your nails done, or whatever. Yeah, washing cars. I know people who absolutely love washing their car. It's something that they look forward to. Sunday comes, they can't wait to get out there with their buckets and their mops and whatever else they use, and polishes and stuff like that. To me, it's a blinking chore. And yes, on the odd occasion when I do it, yeah, it is quite satisfying to look back and go, I've done that. But it's taken me an hour and a half. I haven't enjoyed actually doing it. I find it laborious. I find it boring. If the weather's cold, it's like not very pleasant, and it's just not a nice. It's just not something that I enjoy doing. So if I can bung somebody a fiver, to do it for me, it'll take him 5 minutes to do what it takes me an hour and a half to do. He'll do a much better job, and I'm putting some money in his pocket. And I don't know what it's like elsewhere, but certainly around here, most of the time, these guys that come over, not the independent ones, not the national chains like the AMO and stuff like that, but the independent ones that pop up in the back of like a hardware store car park, most of the time they're Eastern Europeans that's come over to try and make a better life for themselves. And, I've got immigration debate. Woo, 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 woo. Daily Mail readers will all be screaming at the phone now. No! No, they've come over here and they're trying to make a few quid. And, if I can give them a fiver to do me car, to do something that I absolutely hate and detest doing, then, hey, why the hell not? With other things, certainly the cooking, the convenience foods and stuff like that, it drives me nuts. I mean, look, I love a McDonald's or a Chinese takeaway or something as much as the next person, but these, like Claire was saying, these jars of sauces and stuff like that, man, wow. What's the latest thing? Microwavable jacket potatoes. Right. That sit in your freezer until you want the jacket potato, as opposed to having a potato in your cupboard that you can just put in the microwave anyway. And the only difference, I can only assume that the skins of these microwavable things are treated with, probably with chemicals in some kind of way, and actually chemicals, car washes, I'll come back to that, are treated with chemicals or something in some kind of way to make the skins crispy when they come out of the microwave. But if you microwave a normal potato in its jacket, it doesn't come out crispy. Stick it under the grill for a minute with a bit of olive oil and a bit of salt on, and it comes out lovely and crispy. It's probably quicker than doing it from frozen. I really don't understand. I don't get it. And like jars of Dolmio sauces and stuff. Why? It's like tinned tomatoes and some herbs and maybe some onions. It's like 5 minutes to prepare. I find it baffling. I really do. I don't get it. And there's no excuse for it either, because there's so many things you can knock up quickly. If you're busy and whatever, I understand it. And like I said, I love a takeaway as much as the next person, but there's no excuse for buying frozen jacket potato. Oh my word. Bonkers, crazy stuff. Although, having said that, I shop at Sainsbury's now, and in their freezer bit, they have these bags of chopped vegetables. Now, that sounds like a cop-out, but they do like a bag of really finely diced carrots and onions and celery, right? And it's cheaper than actually buying that quantity of veg from fresh for a start. But what I use it for is, going back to what I was talking about the other day, is when I'm cooking for me kids. If I want to knock my little boy a quick omelette up or something like that, I can chuck a handful of this in a pan. It's cooked within a couple of minutes. Chop a few mushrooms and chuck them in. He's got a lovely mushroom and veg omelette within seconds. Within minutes. And the other thing that I get as well, and this is where you see a lot of these TV chefs, certainly Jamie Oliver is extolling the virtues of this at the minute, is for frozen vegetables I'm talking about. I buy a big bag of frozen chopped peppers. It's cheaper by weight. It's cheaper to buy them frozen than it is to buy fresh peppers. Now, if I was making a salad or something like that, or whatever, I wouldn't use frozen peppers. I would use fresh ones because they're crisper and they're tastier and whatever. But when it's going in a bolognese or a chili or in an omelette or a frittata or something like that, I keep a bag of these frozen ones in the freezer. And they're cheap as chips. And there's nothing wrong with them. Everybody knows nowadays there's no stigma attached to frozen veg now. Oftentimes the frozen veg is fresher than the fresh veg because of the picking process and how fast it's frozen from when it's picked. And they're great to have. So from that point of convenience, then I'm a glutton for it. However, what that does strengthens my argument to say, well, why don't people cook from fresh more? Because you can buy pre-prepped veg that's so cheap and so convenient, and it's perfectly healthy, it's perfectly good for you, and it's perfectly preserved. So that makes your cooking process even easier. You know, potentially you could go in and buy chopped onions, and if I looked, they're probably cheaper than buying fresh onions as well. But I just like the thing of cutting onions. It's one of my little passions. I know I'm weird, but yes, potentially you could buy all your veg pre-chopped, frozen, cheap as chips, and knock everything up from scratch in minutes. There's no need to buy these horrible jars and stuff and packets of ready mashed this and, oh, blimey, bonkers stuff. But there you go. Anyway, yes, chemicals. Just to jump back on what Mac did say about car washes and the chemicals they use, etc. Perfect. I used to sell cars. And yes, he's right. The chemicals that they put in are just so harsh. And then on top of that, the brushes, if ever you get a chance to kind of get up close and personal to a car wash, feel the brushes. They look all soft and fluffy, but they're not. It's really quite rough nylon. And when I used to be valuing cars for you know, taking them in for part exchange and whatever, you can see if they've been through a car wash all their life, because the paint is often very finely scratched. And to some degree, if it's been done a lot, it'll actually take the surface lacquer down and actually dull the surface of the paintwork. Usually you can bring it back with a good mop and polish, but it's certainly not good for your car. But the guys that do it out the back of the hardware store with a jet wash and a leather, you know, hey, that's no different from you doing it in your own garden and or your own drive. And like I say, they do often a much better job than I do. Well, there you go. Are we getting lazy? Yeah, it's not as easy to let your kids out these days either. And it, you know, yes, I agree with what Chris said. It's a lot of it's media propaganda, but it's not for me. It's not just about the scary man around the corner with the Mac, wearing the Mac. It's more about the other kids and just the general lowering in standards of respect from kids these days. I mean, if you walk around any kids' play area, the language coming from 7 and 8 year old kids, my little boy's 7, and the language that's coming out of these kids is just amazing. And they've got no respect when adults turn up. They don't try and temper the language. I mean, I used to swear when I was a kid. I think we all did. But yeah, I would never do it in front of a grown up. Goodness me, never. But these kids just don't seem to care. And the language, the way that they speak to each other, the level of just casual violence as well, is just shocking. Spitting and chucking litter around and this kind of... I don't want my little lad growing up knowing that as the norm. It's not the same as when I was going out. You get the odd naughty kid, but certainly not en masse like they seem to be these days. So yes, he is kind of mollycoddled to that degree. So, you know, exercise wise, we have to find other ways to do it, whether it be, you know, taekwondo classes that he's doing or that kind of thing. You know, just generally trying to restrict the vegetation time on the old games consoles and stuff and watching TV and that. But yeah, it's not easy. But yes, I think as a society as a whole, we're definitely getting more lazy. You know, for the chores that we don't like doing, that we don't enjoy doing, then... Or maybe we can't do. Getting your nails painted. Some of the things that these lasses put on their nails, I mean, it baffles me. I don't think it looks all that pretty, to be honest. But they get all, like, pictures drawn on them and fancy patterns and stuff. Well, that takes some skill. You know, you've got to have quite an artistic bent to be able to do that. And, you know, hey, if that's what turns you on and, you know, you can't hold the brush steady yourself, then by all means, go and get something else done. But the lasses like getting pampered, don't they? It's all about the experience of them. My missus goes and has her hair cut, and it's all about the experience of just being relaxed and, you know, forgetting about stuff for an hour. Baffles me, like, but hey, I'll just take the clippers to mine and go bald. Hey, go the baldies. Anyway, I'll catch up with you all later. Thanks for listening, guys. Take care now. Ta-da, bye.